Yet everybody sits on these lives, and this is what they do with their time.
What are you doing?
I just got out of the gym.
Oh. Now what are you doing?
I'm just amazed. This is what people do with their time all day. And you have the arrogance to call people stupid because they don't believe in your side.
There are smart people that have different beliefs than me, but you think that that last guy was intelligent? What symptoms of intelligence did you see? Too, I couldn't hear you. What symptoms of intelligence did you see from that guy, Nate?
I'm not arguing your side. I don't really care what you guys are arguing about. I'm curious of why this country thinks we're so fat from the food and chemicals, yet we got a perfect example here of people sitting on their ass, pointlessly arguing on lives all day. This is the only thing I want to come on here for. You guys just prove the point of why our country's
Why is it that dumbass meatheads like Nate feel the urge to sit on their lazy asses and join live streams and say, hey, you should be doing what Nate thinks you should be doing because Nate are smart.
Already,
brains good, but creatine more good. Me, Nate.
How long have you been on
Nate, smash.
About 3 hours.
Nate, how often do you smash your girlfriend or your wife? And by smash, I mean like roid rage. Direct your roid rage right to her face. Oh, no. I meant to mute him, but I clicked the disconnect button. No, I didn't actually mean to kick him out. Oh, man. Well, damn it.
So when I was driving, right, I went on a road trip, you feel me? And I looked outside the window and I seen the sun rays. They were all at an angle. And I don't think they could be that. They couldn't be at angles if the sun is however many million miles away, right?
Parallel lines, if you look at them head on, appear to converge off in the distance. Go look down a railroad track.
What do you mean?
Like railroad tracks, they don't intersect, but if you go look at them, they look like they get closer together.
No, but I'm talking about sun rays though, because the sun rays go down through the clouds.
Yeah, I know. That observation does not prove that the sun rays are non-parallel.
I mean, it's just what I see, to be honest with you. I mean,
yeah, I know, but it's not what you think it is. For crying out loud, I used to have some stuff saved on this that I could pull up, but like you can find footage of people taking like the shadows cast by a fence or light poles, and they do that. They look like they're going out like that. And then they take a drone and the drone goes way up, and when the drone looks top down, you can see that no, they actually are parallel to each other. That's just what parallel rays heading toward you look like. That
I never knew. I mean, yeah, just by me seeing up in the air, you know what I'm saying? That I don't know, it would seem to me that the sun would be local, you know what I'm saying, with the rays coming down like that. But my next point, I seen a video where they were in like a plane or, you know what I'm saying? They were really high up in the sky. And then I seen them, they pointed the camera down. And then I seen the sun and the moon under the horizon line.
And yeah, that can't happen if the earth is flat.
Huh?
That cannot happen if the earth is flat.
But wouldn't that prove that the sun and moon would be local? That's what that would prove, no?
If that is happening because they're local, it means that the airplane is above the sun, which would mean that during the middle of the day, you'd be able to fly above the sun. But that certainly never happens.
I mean, I wish I could show you because I uploaded to
buddy, my, just wait, think I'm, about I'm, it. If you what? If the sun is below you, that means you're higher in altitude than the sun, according to this. That's not if it's local, that's what that means. If you can be above the sun, then that means wherever the sun happens to be at that point, for people that are directly below it, there should be airplanes, and it's the middle of the day for them, going over the top of the sun, which means there should be people flying in planes in the middle of the day that look down and see the sun. That never happens, ever. I promise you.
I know, bro, but like, yo, when I seen this video, it just looked crazy to me, man. I'm just saying, right? But, I don't know, bro. But look, right? Because I was trying to explain it without bringing the Bible up, obviously, because it's like, I want to try my best to explain it without bringing that up, because, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, right, the next point, you said Earth is billions of years old. I don't believe that. Evolution, I don't believe that either, or the Big Bang. I mean, actually, I want to ask you something. Why do you think the Big Bang is real? Like, where'd you come up with that? Like, why do you think that is?
I read about the scientific studies in multiple books and watched a bunch of videos and stuff on it.
All right. So you just believe, like, so what do you believe in then exactly? Like, in general, like, what do you believe in? I just want
to
know.
Things that make sense. I try to go with that. Things that are in evidence. I do my best to do it that way. If I only believed in personal experience, then I wouldn't be able to believe in Canada. I wouldn't be able to believe in Romania. I wouldn't be able to believe in Africa. I wouldn't be able to believe in Mars. I wouldn't be able to believe in Gary, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. So you think we all just came from nothing then?
Nope.
Where'd we come from exactly?
Humans?
Yeah, like how did like the world come to be? Like I just want yeah.
Gravity coalesces materials around a protostar and it forms planets and moons. And some things don't collect into anything and they just remain, you know, stray asteroids, comets, things like that. Meteorites. Mm. We see those things all the time. I've got a couple of meteorites. They're very small, but.
What was I about to say? Fuck, I just lost track. Let me see. But what were we just talking about?
Did Thomas Crapper really invent the toilet? How did Soviet-era famines give us Tony the Tiger? How did Sigmund Freud's nephew use bananas to start a 36-year civil war? You can learn all about these and hundreds of stories in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description. Is the Big Bang the beginning of time, space, and matter? In the form that we see it, perhaps, but the beginning of the universe, no.
So are you saying eternal universe, or did it have a beginning?
Sure, why not?
So infinite past, right?
Nope. Eternal past.
So eternal's kind of outside of time, right?
I don't know what you mean by that. Time is a dimension of space. If the universe were condensed into a quantum state, then perhaps time as we understand it doesn't pass. The universe sits there in a timeless state and then expands into a universe with three spatial dimensions and a fourth time dimension. Maybe it was something like that. Maybe there are Big Bang cycles, and so time is cyclical and has no beginning. Such as, where does a circle start? It doesn't start anywhere.
So something was timeless before the Big Bang, right?
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
Okay. I can't do this, man. No one says there's a beginning, dude. Why does no one say beginning? Peterson?
Yeah.
Do things that begin have a cause?
Nope.
So Jesus' foreskin didn't get cut off?
Nope.
Oh, so it just popped off?
Yeah, it just kind of did that. It's like JFK's head. It just kind of did that, you know?
Oh, the bullet didn't go through his head?
No, it just, his head just kind of did that.
When you're ready.
I'll let you know. All right, what do you want?
Okay, so actually we'll just go to evolution. So Darwin was a Christian, like big, wait, hold on. Where do we start? So back on his conversation, actually, so he said that life always comes from other life. That's true. So like you said,
yeah, no, it's, life it's one of the life. Laws of biology or whatever. Cells come from pre-existing cells.
Yeah. So that means all life has to have come from other life.
Yeah, scientific laws are not immutable.
So you believe, so like,
you're just not going to deal with that at all.
What did you even say?
What would be way more fascinating is just try to remember what I said. You have no idea. So like, are you just reading a script and what I say doesn't matter? Because like it's been a pretty short interaction so far, and you've kind of demonstrated that you're not even engaging honestly. You're right, that was rude. I said scientific laws are not immutable. You can talk whenever you want. Oh, gotta go to the script. Oh man, I guess I should do Friday streams more often. I have 1, 2, I have 13 guests requesting. Coward. That's literally his username. And he's gone. Oh man.